Does a paternity adjudication trump biology? In 2005, 16-year-old Jared Miller was shot to death by a Delray Beach police officer. 10 years earlier, in 1995, Kenneth Miller was declared Jared's father by an adjudication of paternity and judgment requiring child support. In 2006, posthumous DNA testing revealed a 99% likelihood that another man, Terry Glover, is really the biological father of Jared. Because Jared died without a will, under Florida's laws of intestacy, FS 732.103, Jared's estate passes to his parents in equal shares or to his sole surviving parent if either predeceased him. Jared's mother died in 2003, so whomever ends up designated as his father gets everything. According to this Sun Sentinel report, millions could be at stake. Miller's attorney, T.J. Cunningham, said Willie Gary would file a wrongful death lawsuit as soon as Miller is formally appointed personal representative of the estate. Gary, a high-profile Stewart attorney, previously notified Delray Beach that the estate would settle the case for $7.5 million. Glover v. Miller, 2007 WL247899, Florida 4th DCA Jan 31, 2007. Both men filed dueling petitions for administration of Jared Miller's estate. The probate court ruled in favor of Miller based on the 1995 paternity adjudication, and the 4th DCA upheld that ruling based in part on the following rationale. Section 732.1012 provides that the decedent's date of death is the event vesting the heir's rights to intestate property. At the date of Jared's death, Glover was not considered Jared's father for purposes of intestate succession, because he never married Jared's mother, was never adjudicated to be his father, and never acknowledged in writing that he was Jared's father. In contrast, Miller was Jared's father for purposes of intestate succession because he was adjudicated to be Jared's father. Thus, Miller's rights vested on Jared's death because he is Jared's father by a paternity judgment. Jared was a lineal descendant of Miller within the meaning of Section 732.1082b, so he is an heir for purposes of Section 733.3011b3. As noted by the trial court, Glover did not move to set aside the adjudication of Miller's paternity. His petition for administration of the estate merely alleged that he is the biological father of Jared. Yet Miller is Jared's father in the eyes of the law, regardless of the results of DNA testing. FN1, the legal father has substantial rights, in this case vested rights, which cannot be lightly dismissed, even by the discovery that the legal father is not the biological father. In fact, our Supreme Court has held that the mere fact that biological testing shows that a man other than a legal father is the biological father of the child without more does not require the granting of a paternity petition. Department of Health and Rehabilitative Serves. V. Prevet, 617 SO.2D 305, FLA.1993. FN1, Glover's contention that he is entitled to summary judgment to fatherhood based upon DNA testing alone is also statutorily inaccurate. Where DNA testing shows a 95% or more confidence level that the man is the biological father, it creates only a rebuttable presumption of fatherhood. Section 742.124, Florida Stat. 2006. We agree with the trial court that in order for Glover to assert a right as an heir, the existing judgment of paternity would have to be vacated. A child cannot have two legally recognized fathers. See Acumber v. Neustein, 793 SO.2D 1013, 1015. Florida 5th DCA 2001.